Hey everybody, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Wampa's Lair Journey to the Force Awakens. I am, as always, one of your hosts, Jason Hunt, and with me, we have Carl LeClaire.
Oh man, a third one? Gee whiz, it's like Christmas came early. Gee, thanks, Dad.
Except we're talking Christmas and collecting a couple episodes from now.
Yes, I jumped the gun, Jason. I just wanted to give a little preview of what's coming next on this episode.
But what are we talking about this little mini Journey to the Force Awakens episode?
Well, we figured since we just finished our audio commentary series just a few days ago, it'd be fun to kind of reflect on what we thought of the Machete Order, what we think about ordering the films, especially now, you know, probably a lot of people are talking this week with it being less than a week away to Force Awakens. I know a lot of folks want to do probably marathons to kind of build up momentum. I know I'm going to be doing that this coming week. So talk a little bit again about like ordering, what we thought of the Machete Order, what we think of how we like to watch the film still, and kind of a little bit about that. So makes sense to you, Jason?
Makes sense to me.
Let's talk ordering these things. Order Machete 66. It will be done, my lord.
It will be done, my lord. Excellent.
So what was your overall impression? And I mentioned this when we did the Return of the Jedi thing just the other night, that you know, it was weird because you didn't really have that Machete Order effect, because it calls for kind of watching them all in one sitting, or if anything within a few days of each other,
right?
You know, so spreading that out over 6 months, you don't really have the effect that it's intending. But just in general, I did like an abridged version of it when I first read about it months ago. So I have an opinion. I'm wondering what you think of it, though.
It's one of those things where I've watched these movies so much that I don't think it would have affected me differently any way in particular. I could see how it might be beneficial for someone who's maybe seen the movies but trying to figure out a way to get something else out of them. You know, someone a little more casual. I think it's definitely good for someone who's already seen the movies but needs a little bit more of a casual, you know, reawakening of it, you know, reinterpreting of the six films together. I think would is something that would definitely work for people. But for someone like me who's watched them all a bajillion times and thought just about every thought to think about them, it didn't have too much of an effect on me. And like you said, maybe that's partly because, you know, it was spread out over 6 months.
Right.
But yeah, I can definitely see how it would be beneficial for somebody. I'm not sure I'm the right person for it.
Sure.
That that's
sure.
Designed for. So, yeah.
And I agree, like the Machete Order, I think it's designed for kind of more like intensive Star Wars fans who watch these films on a regular basis. It's meant to give you, it's more of a character driven piece that way. The Machete Order is calling you to look at the journey of Luke, and then you look at the tragedy of Anakin, and then look at its resolution in Return of the Jedi of these two characters and their hero's journeys, if you will. So I think it's a great order. I really like it. I mean, granted, we did include episode one. Machete Order says to not even use it, but I disagree. I think episode one provides a lot of necessary backstory.
Yes.
And I still think, you know, except for a few little things, it's the strongest of the prequel films, in my opinion. But I think there's a couple different ways to talk about ordering them still. I think my still preferred order for watching is 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. But I would say if you're somebody who's kind of new to Star Wars and you had somebody who really wants to watch episode 7 with you, but they want to be caught up, maybe they've seen them a few times in the past, or, you know, they know a little bit about them. I think the best order to do it to build up to The Force Awakens is 1 through 6.
I would agree.
I think just that chronological order, right? You follow the story, you follow this consistent story of a galaxy and the implications of this galaxy. So you would watch that chronologically. That would be my opinion to get ready for The Force Awakens anyway.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely do that. And that's probably what I'm doing right now. But yeah, that's if I'm sitting down and I'm watching the movies by myself, that's how I do it. I always do it chronologically. But then again, I like the chronological order in a lot of things. Which is a bit of a wonder why I like Doctor Who so much, because it's almost never in chronological order. but anyways, especially with Star Wars, though, I think chronologically you get sort of the impact on the galaxy is more apparent.
Yeah.
Whereas with the Machete Order that we did, it is definitely more of a character piece.
Yep.
But the effect on the galaxy is definitely more apparent and more obvious when you watch it chronologically. And I think getting to the point for The Force Awakens, that's probably your best way to prepare for it.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, one of our Larians, when we did our Larian episode earlier this week, a Wampa fan introduced an episode order that I hadn't heard of before, 412536. And he provided us with a Reddit link to that. Had you heard of this before?
I have. I've forgotten about it, to be honest. But yeah, I have heard of it before. And I think, you know, it's kind of corresponding them, right? The OT with A New Hope, and then, you know, maybe it's somewhat similar to the Ring Theory idea. Not exactly sure. But yeah, that's one way to go about it. I don't know, though. I just think, I mean, at the end of the day, it's whatever you prefer.
Right.
It's simply, I think it's weird to intersperse them like that. I think it'd be kind of...
It'd be really choppy.
It'd be very choppy. I don't see the sense in it. Now, I haven't read the Reddit article or whatever that might be. So I don't know. Maybe it has some. I'm sure it's got some reason as to why that might work for some folks. But I think it'd be silly. I think the OT and the PT, they are such distinctly different feelings of films. You know, and visually as well. I mean, right? I mean, it makes sense that the PT looks cleaner and crisper. It's a far more modern movie. It's going to. I mean, look at the stuff we've already seen for The Force Awakens. They look way better than the OT as well. You know, I think doing it that way, it makes a choppy story, and it also just visually is choppy.
It's jarring.
Yeah,
visually.
Exactly. I would say if you're going to watch them, to at least do the trilogies together. You know, whether you watch one before the other, I think is your prerogative. And again, but like I said, I think it depends on what it is. I mean, I've always preferred doing the OT than the PT when showing them to somebody new, because my opinion, the OT is a stronger trilogy. It's a more compelling story. So I like to start with that. And if you enjoy that, then okay, cool. Let's look at the tragedy side. Again, like I said, though, leading up to Force Awakens, and this is what I plan on doing this coming week, is I'm going to be watching 1 through 6 in that order, which I don't think I've done in a very long time. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to that evolution of the story, you know, and that's the saga George wanted to tell. I mean, you know, even, you know, long before episode 7 was on the table, which was a long time, you know,
yes,
George made it very clear that he wanted this to be a single story, right? 1 through 6 is one single story with multiple chapters. So I think to build up to the next chapter of our saga would make sense to read the book in order.
Yes.
So,
yeah. You read the Iliad before the Odyssey, because that gets you the reason why Odysseus is heading home after the Trojan War. You know, you don't read the end before the beginning.
Right.
Unless you're my mom and you start at the beginning, then you skip to the end, and then you read the middle. That's how my mom reads. She can't – mysteries anyways. She can't stand the suspense, and so she cuts ahead at the end and then – Anyway, any other thoughts on this before we wrap up our discussion on movie order and how I don't think you mentioned how you felt the Machete Order worked for you. Did you?
A little. I mean, I think, like we kind of said at the start, you know, it was tough with it being broken up into 6 months this time. But the first time I did it, which was then why I introduced it to us doing it this way, you know, back in April when we saw each other at Celebration. As I do think it was really cool to watch that story of Luke and how closely it mirrors the story of Anakin. But one is successful and one is a failure. I think it works really great. I think it really draws out the depth of character and the story of the heroes in Star Wars in that order. Mm-hmm. Don't think it's necessary, but I just think it's really cool and tells you the richness and the complexity of this story, I think, very well.
Yeah.
So that's what I think.
Excellent. All right. Well, I think that wraps up this episode of the Wampa's Lair Journey to the Force Awakens. It's been episode 3. For Carl, I'm Jason, and we'll see you next time here in the Wampa's Lair.